God bless you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Devotion with Brother Howard Majulagbe. We started with a word of encouragement. And today, as we enter into the first day of October 2024, we want to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. And I pray that those of you who went to the trip, Daily Devotion camp meeting, I trust that the Lord really met you over there, and we are glad that it was a success. Amen. God bless you. Mark chapter 14, verse 37 to 38. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. I like to take that same passage of scripture from a different author. We'll go to the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter. And we will read verse 40 and 41 so you can get more context of this. It says, and he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. And he said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk today about when my best is not good enough and when your best is not good enough. You see, the Lord Jesus was going through a time of sorrow. He was really in trouble, so sorrowful because death was staring him in the face. And at this time, he needed his friends, his disciples, his brothers in the faith, because he said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And at the time of his greatest need, yes, they came along. Yes, they volunteered, they walked with him, they were willing to be there to assist the brother, they were willing to pray with him, but something happened. Their best was not good enough. They were tired. They were weary. They could not do that which they intended to do. They intended to be there for Jesus. They intended to support him at his hour of need. Have your friends fallen asleep on you? Have brothers and sisters fallen asleep on your situation? Are you going through a hard time and it feels like you're all alone? The marriage is falling apart. The business looks like it's getting worse. And when you feel like you can't take it anymore, it gets even more worse than before. Your family, your husband is gone or maybe very abusive. We are finding out there's a lot of brothers who are abusing their families. There are sisters that are abusing their families. And sometimes some of these things can't be said out because maybe that abuser is the pastor of the church. We've heard so many cases of people doing things and still going behind the pulpit and preaching the word. But this kind of problem that Jesus was going through was brought upon by the religious leaders, and the devil was working through the system of religion and government. And Jesus was weary. He went into a secluded area to pray, seeking the power, seeking the presence, seeking the anointing, seeking the grace of God to go through the trial. He looked at those that he trusted. He took them with him, and when he got to that point, they started. They prayed with him. They encouraged him, but it got to a point that his problems, his pressures, his circumstances, his situation was so overwhelming that they fell asleep. Brothers and sisters, if you have not gone through this, you will go through it. Where people will not be able to help you but so much. You have to learn to understand that even the best of our intentions has limitations. Because as human beings, we are limited. It's only the Spirit of God, it's only the grace of God that can take me and you to another level. That is why the Bible says in verse 41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing." They were not pretenders. They were genuinely interested in helping. But the flesh is weak. Oh my, oh my. Sometimes you go into troubles and trials and you look around in the church, you're looking for the brothers that you used to encourage, and there is nobody there to encourage you. You look in your neighborhood, everything that can go wrong is going wrong. Am I talking to somebody? You see, being that we're Christians does not mean that everything is rosy. Being that you're a preacher does not mean everything is going to be 100% fine. There'll be a lot of dark clouds. In fact, there'll be more dark days than good days. The Bible tells us that our encouragement is only in the Lord. You see, a lot of brothers are willing to pray with you. They're willing to bear with you. They're willing to keep you in prayer. They're willing to encourage you, but there comes a time when they can no longer do it like you will want them to do. It is not because they don't care. It is because the flesh is weak. You may say, well, maybe that happened to them just one time. Maybe it was just an off thing, Jesus. The Bible says in verse 45, "Then he came to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." Because he came and found them the second time, and they were still sleeping. That is what you find in the scriptures. They could not do it. They were weak. They were weary. Sometimes the brothers that you think will be there for you, the money or the people that you think will be there for you, they will not be there. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. I want to show you a few scriptures before we wrap up. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord." It is a curse to put your confidence in man. Because man is prone to failing. God is the only one that doesn't change. In fact, when you heard me say that, you and I have already changed. We have added a few more seconds to our life. But Jesus Christ never fails. Let us put our confidence in God. Let us put our trust in the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 146 verse 3, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." Don't look at your connections. Don't say, "I'm sure this brother is going to help me. I'm going to go to that brother. He's going to help me." Let us go to God. Let us seek the face of God. God is still doing miracles. God is still doing wonders. I remember when we used to do campus ministries in the early 2000s, the power of God was there to deliver. Demons were getting casted out. Cancer was getting healed. That Jesus Christ is still there. We have to learn how to pay the price, brother. Stop looking for help from this person and that person. Let us keep our eyes on God. Let us keep our eyes on the promises of God. Yesterday in the word of encouragement, I shared with us that when Peter began to look at people and what they thought about him, he began to sink. He began to sink, but when you look at God, you are elevated. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 8, "With him is an arm of flesh, But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of King Hezekiah, king of Judah. With those who are tormenting you, with that boss at the job, with that horrible husband, that horrible wife, those horrible people tormenting you, making your life difficult, the government coming after you, coming after your business, coming after your children, the persecutions that you're having, the bad report that you're hearing. Listen, brother, listen, sister, our faith is not psychology. It is rooted in experiences that we have tasted from the Lord ourselves. And the only way we can experience miracles, blessings, and victory is by understanding how to walk by faith and not by sight. That means we have a challenge. We take the word of God. We go to God in prayer. We believe that God is able to do what He said He will do. And then we believe and believe until we receive what we are asking for. Then we are bold to know that if God can answer one prayer, there is nothing God cannot do. 2 Chronicles 32 verse 8, with Him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. God is willing to help me, brother. He's willing to help you overcome that addiction to pornography. Oh yes, I'm going there. He's there to help you overcome all those weaknesses, those lying spirits, that sensual behaviors, all those addictions that we are having, all these grudges and trying to manipulate people, using the faith to try to swindle people. God is able to deliver you, brother. God is able to deliver me, because God wants us to be just a mirror image of Jesus Christ. Let us stop these cunning behaviors. Let us depart from iniquity. Let as many as are called by the name of the Lord, let us depart from iniquity. Because with Him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us. God is here to help us. God is here to fight our battles. Let us rest ourselves on the word. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26 verse 40. And He cometh unto His disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. My brother, my sister, let us watch with God. Let us stand with the word. Let us believe genuinely. Let us not be hypocrite. Let us not be fake. The spirit of God is able to give you the strength to overcome the temptations and battles. In Jesus, and let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your grace upon our brothers and sisters. May You strengthen us as we go into the month of October. May we actually have devotion to You in our hearts. May this not just be something that we do because that's what we are used to doing, but may it be an experience that transforms our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And I can't wait till tomorrow to share more things with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.